And then he told us the story about the ring. That ring, there was a certain king and there was a certain slave. And the slave was the favorite of the king. A favorite in the sense that the king, the emperor himself, respected the slave, his own slave, because of his truthfulness and childlike acceptance of the Lord. So anything and everything he would consult the slave. Then slave would be always in attendance at the back of his throne. His name was Ayaz. So one day, and the people, the courtiers were very much envious of him, because every now and then if any justice is to be given, anything ruling has to be given, he would listen to all the ministers and then he would turn to Ayaz. Ayaz, have you any say in it? And he would put it in a word or two and says, yeah, what you say is right. And he would add into that. So they were furious about it, the ministers and all that. So at last what they did was, the king tried to bring the whole thing into a perfect balance about it. So what he did one day said, that he took out his signet ring, you know, the ring that gives the last say on it, the seal. And he puts... So people, the courtiers started, of course, trying to figure out how much it is worth. Somebody said, but sire, may I tell you something, may I request you something? He says, yeah, what is it? He says, why don't you ask the goldsmith, you see, the one who knows the worth of it. Call him and he'll figure out how much it's worth. So he says, yeah, that's a good idea. Why did you all not remind me that? Call him. So he was called and he said this and that. He gave it a figure of 15,000 dinars, you see, with the stone and all that. And still lying on the table, and all have had their say. So then he turns to Ayaz and says, Ayaz, you haven't said anything. How much is it worth? After that person who was called the expert in that. So Ayaz picks it up, puts it on the table. Says, as long as it is on the table, to me it is worthless. As soon as it is round your finger, it is priceless. So at the same time what happened is that the emperor, some of them made them know what he says is quite different. You see, from your perspective it is quite different, from his perspective it is quite different. And what he says is so true. At the same time, Meher Baba proved his point. He says, as long as you remain round my finger, you are priceless. As long as you leave me and you are there, howsoever be you are made of gold or precious stones or what, it has no price and worthless. That's what it is.